Hi, welcome to the I Call You Blessed podcast. Now, let's get into today's word with Pastor Hector Soto.
And the minute we get them in to Jesus, and they say yes to Jesus, the first thing we do is get them in the water baptism waters. We get them down because our old man is what? Buried with Christ. And our new man is alive in Christ. They come out of those baptismal waters. They come out crying and weeping and shouting because Jesus loves them. Jesus isn't mad at them. And the next thing we do, we get them saved in Christ. Get them water baptized. And then we get them delivered. We take them through deliverance. Every single one of them. And they say, well, Miss Betty, I probably don't have a demon. And I said, well, let's wake it up. Let's get it out of hiding. Let's get that thing out of hiding. We'll wake that thing up and we'll see if you have a demon or not. Because you can make a demon manifest. I can command every demon in here to manifest. And it would be a horror movie in about 5 minutes. But you play a part today in your deliverance. Demons have told you, they have lied to you. And they said you can never be free. You can never be happy. You can never be normal. And this is just your life. That's not true. That is a lying spirit. So we're going to start closing gates, canceling permission, and then we're going to command the demons to go. Everybody got it? We're going to get rid of all resentment right now. All unforgiveness. Because I promise you, most people don't deal with it. Whether it's your wife you need to forgive or it's yourself. I did a lot of things. I hurt a lot of people. And I had to forgive myself. We had a man in our church. He was about 60 years old. He was El Chapo's godson. And when he came in, he was kidnapped, he and his brother, by the cartel when they were 10 and 12. And the cartel told him, if you don't drink the blood and serve Satan, we're going to kill you. So he was a hitman for the cartel for many years. And Pastor Hector and Anna were in on that deliverance. Thank God. They happened to be in town that day. And that man walked out of there demon free. I mean, he was infested. Most of you will never deal with someone that is a 7, 8, 9, or 10 demon. They're either locked away somewhere. They're in prison. Or they're in a mental institution. Most of you will never deal with that level of demonic. But we need to deal with the demons that harass us, torment us, make us feel like we don't want to live. Maybe something happened to you. Because, you know, it wasn't always your fault. Some of it could be known sin. It can be. But some of it you were, it happened to you when you were little. You know, I was raised in an abusive home. I didn't get just whippings. I got beatings. And so it created rebellion in me and hatred. And I was a fighter. I would hurt you. If I couldn't hurt you, I would slice your tire. I'd figure out some way. Before I came to Jesus, I was a mess. My marriage was a mess because I had so much anger in me. And the demons lived in my mind. And they come out my mouth. The demons that are going to be cast out today, they're going to come out your mouth. The Greek word for breath is pneuma. It can be good Holy Spirit, or it can be evil spirit. It can be either one. And today we're going to deal with the bad spirits. They call me in for babies. 9-month-old little Jeremiah. Every morning at 3 a.m. a demon would visit him, and he would go into a back arching screaming fit. And the parents said, but Jeremiah can't have a demon. He's a baby. I said, you can be born with a demon. It comes by the bloodline into that little child. And if you don't know deliverance and you don't know how to get that thing out, the demon doesn't leave. I had to break witchcraft out of me. There was a whole lot of things I needed to be delivered of. I am not afraid of deliverance. Sometimes your soul has been broken in pieces. Your emotions have been shattered. See, mine were shattered because I didn't have a mom that hugged me. I have no recollection of my mother ever saying she loved me. I don't have a memory. Maybe she did. I don't have a memory of it. And I had a lot of forgiving to do. And before my mother died, I had the pleasure of casting out her demons. And I took her through deliverance. My mother was infested with demons. When she had her stroke, she was dead 31 minutes. She was not born again. And she went to hell for 6 days. And I called a lady to lay hands on my mother. And God, by His power, raised my mother up. She lived another 17 years. And 3 weeks after we got her home from the hospital, she was not in her right mind. She would go into the restroom and put poop all over her hair, put it on her eyebrows. She looked like an Indian when she had come out. She had poop all over her. She was not in her right mind. She cursed. And my mother never cursed. And my dad said, Betty, call the hospital. Mama's lost her mind. And I said, Dad, I'm going to try one thing. Now listen, I didn't know about deliverance real well. And I said, I'm going to go in Mama's bedroom. I'm going to put her in the shower. And I'm going to cast the demons out of her. And he said, my God, do you know what you're doing? And I said, no, I don't. But the Holy Ghost in me does. So if you come across a demon in one of your loved ones, maybe you don't think you know what you're doing. Hopefully after today, you'll have a pretty good idea of what to do. Because if you can get them out of you, you can get them out of them. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to get them out of us. And don't think you're this and that and you have so much pride you couldn't possibly have a demon. Well, the good news for you is they won't come out because of your pride. You just keep the demon. We had a young man, he was a billionaire. They flew him in from Houston. He had gone to Peru and he drank the ayahuasca drink from a shaman, which is a male warlock. And he was demonized. He was not in his right mind. And I would just start praying in the Holy Ghost. And he would come up off that couch. You stop it right now. And the mother and dad were Methodist. But they knew this was demonic. And I said, son, do you want those demons gone? And he said, I do not have a demon. And I said, well, then keep it. If you think taking 9 showers a day is normal, and running to every window in your house naked, if you think that's normal, he said, I do not have a demon. And I said, keep it. I said, I can't cast that out unless you want it gone. Because you're the gatekeeper. I'm not your gatekeeper. You're your gatekeeper. You are your gatekeeper. And those demons that have tormented you most of your life, they are coming out today. Do you hear me? Say, today is my day of freedom. I can see the oppression that you've been under, and the depression and the anxiety that you've been under, the worry that you've been under. They have hit your mind. But today, it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day. And we're not ready to command yet. Say, Father, I repent of all unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, anger, wrath, rage, murder. The thoughts that I've had about other people or myself. Lord, forgive me. I receive now the blood of Jesus to wash it all away. All the self-hatred.
Thank you for listening to the I Call You Blessed podcast. We hope that you have been encouraged by today's word. If you would like more information about this ministry,
visit us at icallyoubless.com. Until next time,
I call you blessed.